I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The American SAFE Act, or H.R. 4038, was originally created right after the Paris terror attacks, but the bill died in the Senate on Wednesday. Bethany Christian Services' Christine Van Noord says the U.S. has one of the most rigorous screening practices in the world, and the bill didn't actually strengthen the process. So now what? Bethany's working with churches and resettlement agencies to help refugees adjust to a new normal.
We are able to welcome them at the airport, prepare housing for them, help them through that entire initial process into the U.S. We also have an in-depth employment program, English language classes, medical services.
Why bother? Well, it's a God thing.
We have a chance to be able to serve the very most vulnerable and be able to welcome them here as Christ would have us welcome them.
And for Dr. Rob Myers, new president and CEO of Door International, 2016 is the year his organization doubles the people being sent to the mission field for the deaf.
One of the things that makes our ministry unique is this on-ground 2x2 program that we have where we take scripture and we use it to train and equip leaders in the field. Right now, we have 21 2x2 teams, so 21 pairs of people working among those 16 language groups. And our goal this year is actually to almost double that. We could get up to 40 of these teams by the end of this year.
The DOOR teams introduced new sign language translations to the deaf who don't have access to a Bible they understand. For details on these stories, go to missionnews.org. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is making available the free book, Why Do You Persecute Me? Stories of strength, faith, and hope despite hardship. For your copy, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.